Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I feel like I'm about to do a mafia hit on somebody. Years ago, the Animals recorded this number one hit, knocked the Beatles off the top of the charts, Woods.
For like 5 minutes, I'm sure.
Probably.
The Beatles probably came right back.
I did a little research on this song. I've always enjoyed it.
It's a great song.
First take. Went into the studio, did it once, said, I think we nailed it.
You're kidding.
One take.
One take, Jake?
One take, Jake. We can't even do a Lone Pronto spot in one take.
The Ben and Woods, though, of... The Benin Woods of music recording. I think we got it. Let's see you later. Yeah, I'll do those promos for you, Adam.
This literally was the first take.
And they did it live as a band?
Yep.
It's amazing.
Went in. Whatever. How long the song is? What, 3.5 minutes?
Yeah.
We're done. That's it. We're done. Release it as a single. Number one in the world.
You read those stories, too, about bands that record albums. Like, The Doors did their debut record in something like 4 days. 4 days. I mean, they went in, they laid stuff down, they did a few songs live. Like, The End is like a 15-minute song. They did that, their whole record in 4 days. And then you've got bands sometimes taking 2, 3, 4, 5. I couldn't do it. You know me. If we were a band putting out albums, we'd have an album out every other week. Because I couldn't sit. I'd be like, I want to get this out! I can't sit on a good bit for a while. Oh, my God. One take, and they knocked it out, and it went to number one. Then you haven't really heard many other songs by them. They probably tried that approach again, and it didn't work.
They broke up, very soon afterwards, actually.
Wow. It's good stuff.
Good song, though.
It's a great song.
Like Brothel in New Orleans.
Yeah, is that what it's about?
That's what it's about, yeah.
So, that's very up your alley. they use it in a lot of like mafia songs. I think it's in Goodfellas. Like it feels like... They pan across and there's like dead bodies and stuff.
The mafia is in prostitution. That's one of their areas of
expertise.
Business.
Yeah.
So I guess it is appropriate.
It's a great, great ditty, Ben. Great choice.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Glad that we straightened out the order of the ditties as well.
Yeah, it's back.
No confusion.
None whatsoever. I got the Friday ditty.
Speaking of Friday, tomorrow, shall we reveal what we've got coming up on the show tomorrow?
Absolutely. I love this
idea.
All right,
let's do this. So tomorrow on Friday, we will be joined once again by our good friend, I think we can call him at this point.
Oh, yeah. Best friend.
Chris McDonald.
My dear friend.
He's my dear friend.
He played Shooter McGavin on the classic film Happy Gilmore.
Shooter.
Which celebrated its 25th anniversary Was it just this week? I saw a lot of social mediaing about it.
Like last Tuesday, I
think. Adam Sandler did his whole bit on social media where he went out to the golf course and looked, actually like nailed the swing. I wonder how many takes it took him to actually make contact with the Happy Gilmore swing and hit a shot like that. Because it's not easy. Everyone, even I have tried it. Me, who has not actually seen the whole movie, I would like to try the hockey-esque golf swing just to see if you can make contact on the driving range.
I heard Adam Sandler the other day. He's on a podcast, and he said that he was asked, like, you know, how much do you golf? And he said, you know, I gave it up for a while. And then back in November, he picked up the clubs and started playing again. He said he has played at least some sort of golf every single day since November, whatever.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
When you gross like $1 billion.
My wife would still not let me. Find something for me to do. There's dog poop that needs to be picked up. The trash needs to go out. Groceries need to be bought. You need to go to Vaughn's. Got to pick the kids up.
But yes, Shooter McGavin.
Can't wait.
Going to be with Chris us McDonald. 8:30 tomorrow. Final segment of the week will be a great way to send us all into the weekend.
I'm going to ask him about this, too, because there's now rumors going around of them possibly revisiting the movie. I think it would be nice if you did him a solid and at least watched his performance in the film.
Yeah, the senior tour.
Maybe I can.
Yeah, so we had him on almost.
Try to do that tonight.
2.5, 3 years ago, we had.
It's been 3 years, right?
Since we've had him on?
2 years.
What's it been that long? Yeah. Wow.
When's our show anniversary? March 21st?
March
28th.
March 28th. Yeah. Coming up on 3 years together, boy.
We had him on a few months after that because Ben mentioned that he had never seen
Happy Gilmore.
And not just that he hadn't seen it.
I would get to that, and I will. It's been a couple of years.
Oh, you've really waited to the last second to write that term paper, and the end of the semester is tomorrow, and you're just now starting your research.
I did procrastinate a little bit, I must say.
Guys at the library and the card catalog right now, freaking out.
Don't make us look bad. We're having Shooter McGavin on.
Shooter McGavin!
Just like, I couldn't bother to watch, you know, this infamous movie.
Brilliant. Brilliant movie. Brilliant.
So a sequel is potentially in the works.
Yep. Yep.
Gilmore 2. Happier Gilmore.
I would love to see it. I would love to see it. Because those two dudes are that combo together, the villain, villain.
Were they going to the senior tour now? Yeah, champions?
Probably. Probably. I'm in. There's the sequel for Coming to America is coming out soon.
Yes.
And I can't wait for that. I'm hoping that it's what I think it's going to be, but I'm very nervous. Sequels are tough.
That's so the sequel is called Coming to America also. It's just they replaced the T-O with the number 2.
With the number 2. Coming to America.
Which is clever. If you look at visually, it's very clever. When you say it, it really makes it hard to distinguish which movie you're talking about. No, not Coming to America, Coming to America.
Amazing.
I wonder if they do a sequel to Happy Gilmore, can they get 97-year-old Bob Barker to come and make a cameo appearance? He's still alive.
You'd have to, wouldn't you? You'd 97. Have to figure out a way to roll him out there and let him do something.
The cameos in that movie are just so good.
It's so good. It's such a good movie. Happy Gilmore is a classic.
Ben Stiller kills me in that
movie. Oh, he's the best. Now your back's going to hurt. You just pulled landscaping duty.
I Googled Bob Barker to see. I thought he was still alive just to see how old he was. The first search result is, where is Bob Barker buried? But he's not. He's alive.
Shout out to his family.
Where is he buried?
It's Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Los Angeles. Asterisk, this is a future.
He's not there yet. So if you go there to Forest Lawn, you're not going to find Bob Barker. You can look at his tombstone because it's there.
So it's got an open-ended date.
The hole is dug.
December 12th, 1923 to whenever.
Wow.
That is, I've always thought that's always kind of a bit
morbid.
Morbid, yeah.
Buying a plot.
The tombstone that's there, but with the open-ended date.
With your name on it.
Yeah.
Just waiting. Just waiting for you to die. I will never be buried. Please don't. My wife will probably bury me because I don't want to be buried.
You know me. I hate wasting things. I feel like, God, it's there. I really should.
I should use it.
Should be using this right now.
You
just
can go there
to
nap. Because I know that you're in desperate need of a nap from time to time. Be a nice spot
place
for
to
you.
Rest.
Yeah.
Shady and quiet.
Sir.
No one's going to bother you.
Sir, can I help you? Oh, don't
this
mind
is,
me.
This is my plot.
I'm taking a nap. Don't worry about it.
So good. All right.
Just watch the movie tonight, Ben.
Yeah, just watch the movie.
You got HBO Max?
I do.
It's on HBO Max.
It's on HBO.
It's like an hour and a half.
Come on. Wow. Such a short, easy. Quick, easy watch.
Easy to do.
It's about golf.
It's about golf.
I do know that.
Yep. You'll like it.
It's not a serious golf flick, though.
No. You told Neither us was Tin Cup, but you this, love Tin Cup.
You said you wouldn't watch it. It dirties the game for you or whatever. Like,
it's beneath him, is what he thinks.
How can you watch Major League and appreciate that as a baseball movie?
Right.
And not watch Happy Gilmore
Field
and appreciate
of Dreams
that as a golf
has ghosts in it. And you liked that one.
I did.
Okay, you bought into John C. Reilly being a catcher, and you watched For Love of the Game, the worst baseball player on film other than Tim Robbins that's ever been.
That's who I was going to bring up.
Tim Robbins, we bought that.
Worse than John Candy behind the plate?
Oh, for Brewster's Millions? Horrid.
I mean, John Goodman as Babe Ruth.
John Goodman as Babe Ruth. Terrible. Terrible.
God.
But, yeah, you bought into John C. Reilly, you can buy into Happy Gilmore. And, yeah, there's a lot of, like, Craig Stadler's in it, Lee Trevino's in it. A lot of good cameos in that movie.
Wait, Craig Stadler?
Yeah.
He was my favorite golfer growing up. You know why? He's from San Diego.
San Diego guy.
Love cheering for the San Diego guys.
Hothead.
Back to high school with my dad, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, the way I.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
More you know.
Really digressed.
Derailed. We're late, too, so we need to go. Clock integrity.
All right, let's go. It's Ben Woods. San Diego's
great tease.
No, well, we're late. You said keep moving. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.